It's Friday. That means Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk on Friday mornings about business stories. Let's start with an update on Natomas. The federal flood restrictions are lifting. So now the city of Sacramento is taking applications for construction permits. How much interest has there been so far?
The response was huge and immediate. The city told us it had received applications to build on 700 home lots in the first 3 days after they started accepting them. The city's allowing only 1,000 residential permits in the area this year. So that tells you something about what the appetite is. These are for lots that are already approved in specific plans. So construction could begin in mid-June when the first permits would be issued. This comes as there's huge pent-up demand for moderately priced homes, which these homes likely would be. So that may explain why developers are so eager.
It's sort of a weird story out of West Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It has to do with a proposed development, and that's not the weird part. The strange thing to me is that it would be made up entirely of shipping containers.
Yeah, I have my doubts about this, but the developer is very serious. This is proposed for a vacant lot near Broderick's Roadhouse, and the idea is a whole mixed-use project, 3 stories high, built from those long metal boxes you see stacked on ships in San Francisco Bay. This is a thing lately, and it's, an example of it is the new restaurant in Midtown called The Federalist, which is made from these shipping containers. It's an inexpensive material, of course, and it has that sort of industrial chic character that architects love. I'm not sure about the shelf life of this particular trend, but anything's possible.
Also in West Sacramento, the Business Journal is reporting that the port of West Sacramento is making money for the first time in more than a decade.
Yeah, this was a surprise to me anyway. I'm not sure how many people are really paying attention to the port after some big plans for channel deepening and so forth fell through a couple of years ago. But the good news is the city of West Sacramento is no longer losing money on the port after turning over operations to a private operator. The last time it turned a profit was 2001, so this is kind of a big deal. The bad news is the port is still struggling to get back the traffic levels that it had before the recession. You know, our port doesn't take containers, so there's a limit to how much business it can get. But the company that's running it now manages other ports up and down the coast, so it may have some success in ramping up imports and exports using those connections.
Seems like every week we're hearing more about plans to set a higher minimum wage. How serious do you think this discussion is getting?
It's definitely heating up on two fronts. In Sacramento, the city council is preparing to discuss setting a local minimum wage. On the state level, things are already hopping. There's a bill called Senate Bill 3 that would raise the minimum wage in California from $9 today to $13 by 2017. This bill also would tie the wage to inflation, which has been a goal of labor activists for a long time. Already, some business groups are maneuvering to stop the bill or at least to blunt its effects. You know, one example is a bill sponsored by the California Restaurant Association that would give restaurants a break, freezing the minimum wage at $9 for servers who get tips. So this is definitely going to be a hot story for some time to come.
I heard that Raley's, the locally based grocery chain, is planning to put wine experts on staff at some stores. Are they competing for a more affluent demographic?
Maybe, but being interested in wine, interestingly, is no longer the sort of the class marker it once was. It's increasingly popular with families of all kinds. So it makes sense for grocery stores to invest in this, and a lot already do. Of course, Cordy Brothers is known for offering advice on wine, and Nugget does it as well. So a while back, Raley's decided to strengthen the wine departments in 20 of its 120 stores. Locally, that means places like El Dorado Hills and Granite Bay. Part of that means increasing inventory, and part of it is having a wine steward on staff at peak hours to give you advice. You know, what kind of Cabernet goes with frozen pizza? I guess they would tell you what.
All right. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.